Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, what can be, what is the relationship between school entry age and ADHD with children?
Okay. Look, I think the important thing to realise, I think you're referring to an article that was recently came out that suggested children who are younger when they start school are more likely to be treated for ADHD. What you have to remember is that treatment for ADHD and diagnosis of ADHD are not the same, so that actually it's probably the minority of children with ADHD who are actually on treatment. But children who start school at an earlier age have greater demands on them socially and academically, so their ADHD is likely to become a problem at a younger age than it would be if they started with a year cohort that was more appropriate to their own age.
Is this a difficulty in just the demands placed on children or a difficulty in diagnosis?
No, it's a difficulty in the demands placed on children. So that, for instance, if there's a child with ADHD, then often the approach taken is to say, OK, look, this child meets the criteria, but at the moment he's coping. Let's watch him and see how he goes. And if he starts to get into problems, then we'll see whether there needs to be more intervention. So that might be behaviour management in the classroom. It might be helping the parents with strategies that they can use at home. Or if a child is receiving appropriate strategies and is still struggling, then at that point, stimulant medication may be considered.
Well, when we talk about the medication that's involved, some recent Western Australian studies show that younger children are more likely to be prescribed and to be actually taking ADHD drugs. So in your sort of view as a paediatrician, what is better? Is it better to be looking at all these behavioural kind of training or to actually look at some of the drugs early on?
Well, usually the recommendation is multimodal management, which means for children who've got the most significant problems, they would be receiving a combination of medication plus all the common sense non-medical management. And usually it's these non-medical treatments that are started first. So that might be extra support in the classroom. It might be perhaps the help of the school counsellor with advising the teacher how to manage the child, keeping the tasks short, sitting the child towards the front, near to the teacher, so the teacher can remind the child when they get distracted. So all these things would usually be started first. And it's only in children who are still having significant problems in functioning with all these common sense strategies who would be started on medication. So the typical age that children with ADHD would start medication is somewhere between 8 and 11 years old. But again, the more significant the problem they have, the younger they're likely to start medication. So it's not a black and white situation.
Is there any concerns around the use of medication? Because obviously I imagine quite a few parents, when told their child needs to take medication or to start taking medication, will be quite concerned about side effects and the like. Are there any health concerns specific to this kind of medication?
Okay, look, I think parents rightly worry about putting their child onto medication. But if the problem that the child is experiencing is bad enough, then you at least consider what the options are. But in terms of side effects for this medication, yes, there are side effects, and with any medication, and I view treating a child with medication as a process of constant reassessment. What are the benefits? What are the disadvantages? How well can the child manage on medication? What are they like off medication? But so in children who respond to medication, and it's important to make sure that there is a response, And I like to get that documented by the teacher so that the teacher says what the child is like when they're on medication, what they're like when they're off medication, perhaps with a rating scale on and off medication. So you can actually see how the child functions. Children who respond to medication and it significantly helps them with their functioning, then if a child is on a medication, a dose of medication that's helping their functioning, and it's important to get the dose right for the child. So you're looking for the lowest dose that gives the best level of improvement. So if they stay on medication, it does affect their appetite, and usually there is initial weight loss, but after that the weight starts to go on. And so the weight needs to be monitored. But the good thing about weight is it's so easy to weigh a child. And if a child stays on medication, they do grow slightly more slowly for the first 3 years. So about 1 centimeter less growth per year for the first 3 years. And if you stop the medication, the appetite increases, the weight goes back on, and they have catch-up growth.
Just perhaps as a final point, Alison, you mentioned there the kind of pressures that are on these kids that are starting into schools earlier than others, not just for ADHD children, but for children across the board. Do we need to be looking at that a little bit more closely to make sure that we're not pressuring kids that are put into this kind of situation?
Okay, look, I think it's a complex issue about when a child should start school, and a number of factors are taken into consideration, so that it's to do with how well it's assessed that the child is going to cope academically, and also how they're going to fit in socially. And those two may not be the same for any child. So if you've got a bright child who's relatively immature, it's not that an easier a choice, because they need the academic stimulation, and yet are they going to cope socially? So I think this is something that the school and the parents need to discuss and need to make the best decision they can for each individual child. Well, and it may not be obvious at the start.
Well, Alison, thank you very much. Do appreciate you coming on, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Okay, thank you.